sponsor, but I love you. Here's a sponsored message.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Marilyn's Diary, A Long Journey Home, Episode 8.
What's this? What's happening?
My lady, we are here to present an alternative heir to the throne.
I beg your pardon?
We believe that your offspring are not fit to inherit, and we wish to pass the line down a more traditional way.
Hello, dear sister. Oh. Marilyn, meet your aunt.
Lady Elma, what are you doing here?
Well, I've been consulting with some members of your council over the past few months, starting with the regrettable turn of events that led you to your honestly bizarre spawn. People are unhappy, Lorna. We are unhappy with your leadership and with your frankly bizarre allowance of your heir to roam the galaxy, and your heir herself.
These breaks in tradition are not good for Gontano.
So we've been making alternate arrangements, behind the scenes, as it were, preparing. And then, my dear sister, today I receive word that you are planning to break tradition altogether. This rebellion has gone on long enough.
We need to ensure that we keep the old ways alive.
The old ways are killing Gontano, and they're not even real tradition. It's all corporate. The universe has moved on and it's leaving us behind.
And you, Elma, you aren't the Alpha. You can't lead.
She may not be the Alpha, but she is capable of producing a higher quality than this creature you brought forth. And of course, one that will not question our ways and demand pointless and disruptive changes to our way of life.
You go against everything our family has stood for. Our entire line.
Our line is descended from bloodshed, from destruction and pain and money. We cannot continue like this, and we don't need to continue like this. Things have to be allowed to change. Things have to get better.
Things do not need to change. The ceremony is prepared. We have our host. All we need to do is give the word, and I shall create a new generation of Gontanan royals. One who shall be raised by someone more loyal to the traditions of our council, to the throne and everything we represent. You can either accept your defeat, sister, and abdicate peacefully, or we can do this the hard way. We're happy to let you live. You can see out your days with the creatures you've produced and your loyalists, or we can make things complicated.
Let me go.
Ow! Marilyn?
Mikey!
Stand back, princess.
There was nobility in the old ways, niece. That's what you and your mother have failed to learn.
Elma, I knew you were gullible, but not this gullible.
Gullible? You think I've been tricked into this by some rebel with pretty words? This is the result of hard work, my dear sister. My most royal queen. the result of not being quite good enough through no fault of your own. You could blame it on genetic predisposition, if you like. You're the Alpha, after all. Everything was handed to you. Do you know how hard it was to arrange a second host to be sent? Automicon were already hesitant, given Marilyn's widely broadcasted dislike of them. It took a lot of persuasion and reassurance. And then, just as things are almost ready, your heir turns up out of nowhere and demands that everything be turned upside down.
You're a princess in a royal court. You have everything you could ever need.
I wanted power, and I watched you take everything I ever wanted. Well, time runs short, sister. What's your answer? We can sit here nicely, have our ceremonial feast, and create our heirs as they should have been created. Bruce, you can even be godmother if you like. Or we can fight this out. I don't care what we do anymore. I'm just tired of waiting.
All right, then, Elma. You win. We will sit with you.
I will not.
Marilyn.
You just agreed with me. We can't do this anymore. You can't just go back on your word just because someone asks nicely and has a sword.
The political situation here is delicate, and
I don't care about the political situation! I came here to save Gontano from Automicon. And now I see I have to save it from people like you as well. People who embrace the old ways just because they're the old ways. Because the status quo leaves them on top, and they've never thought about doing things better. It stops now. I couldn't control myself.
Was in a field. A sea of thick blue plants spread out infinitely under a wide orange sky. In front of me was a man who I recognized. Something within me recognized. But I'd never seen him before.
So, this is my granddaughter.
He had kind eyes, looking at me from under heavy lids. He ran his hand through his bushy hair, and I noticed a couple of missing fingers. He was dressed a little like Jolt, but his boiler suit was a little more old-fashioned and more patched. Around us, a warm wind swirled, bringing with it deep red leaves in shapes I'd never seen before. What did I do? Am I dead? Oh, Bruce, did I kill everyone?
No, I'm just a memory. You've blanked out for a minute. Don't worry too much. You'll wake up soon.
And you're...
I'm Kurt, the repairman Automicon sent to, well, to host your mother's generation of the Gontanan royal family. Well, more accurately, I suppose, I'm a mixture of the memories your grandmother has of Kurt and moments of Kurt himself.
I thought you were... gone.
Oh, I'm pretty much entirely gone. But there's a little bit of me still floating around. Although the memory transfers mostly pain, there's a bit of the old personality in there. They couldn't take that out entirely, apparently.
But why are you here?
Well, your brain's all churned up at the moment. You're anxious. You're having second thoughts, and third, and fourth thoughts. So I'm here to listen, to help you get your head around what's going on.
I'm so confused. I don't know what I'm doing. I've had the same goal for such a long time, and then I got here and no one listened, and now they're just going back down the same old path, and that's not going to help anyone. But at the same time, they don't want me to help. And should I be coming in and changing everything if they don't want me to? Should I even be here? And I didn't warn Mikey, and now they're going to lay eggs at him, and am I doing the right thing?
What do you think?
Marilyn, you need to stop.
But they'll just keep doing it!
They're going to die if you don't stop. Marilyn? Marilyn, wake up! Oh, Bruce.
Well, it seems she's having a little lie down. On with the ceremony. If someone could deal with our little friend there.
Don't get any closer.
Can we please just get on with the damned ceremony? I have a kingdom to run.
Please,
there they are.
Get out of
here. Now the other little creatures are here.
Children, I thought you were away.
We heard something was happening and we thought we should come back.
Oh, well, I never trusted Aunt Elma anyhow.
Are you?
Marilyn, we haven't seen you in so long.
You all look like me. Well, most of you.
Yeah, I'm definitely the most Gontanan of us. And Stacy there is definitely the most human.
It's why I've got this net. Everyone else has stingers.
And Daisy is the most cow.
Well, don't just stand there. Do something!
What am I supposed to do? I could barely breathe. She's got a giant stinger. That one's got horns, and the human has a fishing net.
I think what you're going to do is surrender.
Should I use my net?
No, I think they're gonna come quietly.
Oh.
Do you give up, Lady Elma?
Fine, but bear this in mind. You're destroying the source of our power. Our whole world is going to come crumbling down, and it'll be all your fault.
Then we'll rebuild it without you.
Goodbye, sister.
All right, come on, let's go. Don't you dare.
Computer, could you take Marilyn back to her room, please? I'll deal with this. And could someone please untie the repairman? He looks quite uncomfortable.
Yes, Your Majesty.
It's going to be all right, little Marilyn. I promise.
Welcome to Sponsorbot Land, the land of promotional messages that help support our repairmen. Here you go.
Show your loyalty to Automnicon. Buy merchandise from our Tee Public store. Find the link in the show notes or at battlebird.productions. And maybe, just maybe, you will be spared. Patreon. Support your favorite repairman so we don't have to. Find the link in the show notes or at patreon.com/battlebirdprod. Automnicon, we own you.
Thank you for coming. Come in soon. Bye-bye!
Marilyn, you're awake.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Tired. I feel like something spiky's moving around behind my eyes.
I'm not surprised. You expended rather a lot of energy there.
Sorry.
No, I think it was the right thing to do. And politically, it established that you are very powerful.
Well, I really don't want to think about politics right now.
And you saved Mikey.
Hi.
Hey, Mikey. I'm so glad you're okay.
Yeah, besides a couple of bruises, and an increased amount of fear regarding my employer.
Yeah, that's the whole reason I'm back here. I'm sorry you were dragged into this. I should have warned you that things like this happen sometimes.
Happened sometimes. Past tense.
But I thought that maybe you were just here to make repairs.
Not gonna lie, I could have done with a warning.
I'm sorry.
But I get to walk away, so that's something.
I wasn't sure if Greta would say something.
Wait, Greta knew? Was I the only one who didn't know that I was in danger?
I don't know. I don't know if she was listening. I thought she was.
Oh, she drifts in and out. So, who knows? She's just there when I need her. Speaking of Greta, I should be getting back to her.
We walked Mikey back to his ship. As we walked out, the castle was quieter, less full of unwanted advice. I felt like the voices in my head would be a little more passive now. If I listened for them, they were there. But I could finally hear myself think.
You could both come with us, you know. You don't have to stay here. Gontano seems kind of dangerous.
No, I have too much to do. And who's going to fix it if I don't?
Good luck.
You can come back and visit.
Maybe we will.
Goodbye.
Maybe he will come back. I doubt it. I wouldn't come back to somewhere where people tried to kill me.
Who knows? Only time can tell.
But one thing's for certain. I'm going to fix this. We're going to get rid of Automnicon's hold over us. Whether we can do it peacefully, that's another question.
And you're going to be the queen.
I'm going to be queen. Eventually. Even after all that, they're not willing to let every bit of the pomp and circumstance go. But I'm going to be the last one. Well, I'm signing off for now, Diary. But I'll be back.
I can see it now. The Princess Marilyn Diaries.
Oh, don't.
In the eighth and final episode of Marilyn's Diary, A Long Journey Home, Marilyn and the Queen were played by Francesca Mintoff-Chish. Computer was played by James Carney. Mikey was played by Ty Kaur. Greta and Audrey were played by Jade Cash. Kazra was played by Luke Boys. Elmer was played by Chastity Brown. Kurt was played by Stas Mintoff-Chish. Stacey was played by Christy Bolton. And The Rebel was played by Headley Knights. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Headley Knights for Battlebird Productions. We'd like to say a special thanks to Sean W. for their support on Patreon. This whole season has been recorded remotely using equipment paid for by Patreon. So this was all made possible by all of our amazing patrons. Thank you so much for helping us continue to make the show we love. If you want to support We Fix Space Junk, visit battlebird.productions or see the show notes.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Good evening, and welcome to Strange Air.
I am your host, Malcolm Smith, and I'll be here for the next 4 hours taking your calls as we explore the outer regions of reality.
10 years ago, Malcolm Smith vanished from the face of the earth. One moment, he was on the air in the middle of a sentence, and the next moment, he was gone.
People will believe anything.
So, what do you think happened?
I believe your father staged the whole thing.
I believe your daddy was taken.
Do you believe in miracles?
I guess people believe what they want to believe.
I believe I'll have a little more wine.
It's time you heard the truth about your father!
You're completely insane.
Did someone hit you?
Leave me alone! What's going on? I'm going to find my father.
Strange Air. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Visit StrangeAirPodcast.com for more information.